Desarrollo e Inclusión Social.
Mirta Vázquez, a lawyer and former head of Congress, is appointed the new prime minister in one of the most politically unstable times in Peru. There have been 5 presidents in the last 5 years.
Por Dios.
For God, for this country of women and men who every day fight for a dignified life without discrimination and for real change. Yes, I swear.
Her predecessor, Guido Bellido, a hardliner Marxist, was removed after major disagreements with both the opposition and allies, including President Castillo. Castillo has been facing pressure from party members, like the outgoing Prime Minister Guido Bellido, to follow on unpopular measures like rewriting the constitution and nationalizing the gas industry.
It is time to put Peru above all ideology and isolated partisan positions. Therefore, I have informed the country that today we have accepted the resignation of the President of the Council of Ministers, Guido Bellido Ugarte.
It's only been 2 months since rural primary teacher Pedro Castillo took office, but the political instability continues. Castillo wants to implement reforms that will favor poor Peruvians. The question is how.
I think Castillo has done well. He's not disassociated himself from the discourse of change that Peru Libre Party has put forward, but he has decided to do it with people who make more conducive proposals. Mirta Vázquez is clearly a more predictable and democratic leftist who wants significant change, and I believe she will achieve them.
But the president's party members are not happy with the dismissal of Bellido and 7 of his ministers.
President Castillo's decision brought strong criticism from extremists in his own party. They say Castillo must reflect on his choices because they feel betrayed, and they warn the Free Peru Party will not support him in Congress.
For now, the question is, how will Castillo govern, losing allies and with a strong belief amongst the opposition that Castillo is incapable to preside over the country? Mariana Sánchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.